Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fitty here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting Saturday afternoon. We call it the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on AM 790 KNST. Now, listen, whether you're listening to us as you're driving around town or you're kind of kicked back in your favorite chair, dial it up on AM 790. Maybe you're one of those who likes to listen live on our website, which is onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions that likes to stream live worldwide on the iHeartRadio network, no matter where you are. We are so glad you're here. Now, fellow foodies, I really wish you were right here. And in fact, I'm giving you an invitation to join us right here, because here is the iconic DoubleTree by Hilton Reed Park Hotel, 455 South Alvernon Way, and we are here in the loving and open arms of the Cactus Rose Restaurant, where the party is just getting underway. So come on out here and join us for a delicious hour. In fact, we've got a great special going on now. For dinner tonight, beginning at 5 o'clock, all you have to do is mention the name of the manager of the Cactus Rose, the lovely Michelle Goldstein, who is going to be our special guest a little bit later on in the show. All you have to do is say Michelle Goldstein, and she is going to slash 15% off your entire check, booze included, fellow foodie. So, am I right? Okay, good. I wanted to make sure that I'd read the fine print. But anyway, as we scan the landscape of celebrity co-hosts like we do each and every Saturday, I know there's a guy who's making the name for himself in this community, because he gets to cover the exciting world of food trucks for the Arizona Daily Star. He's a features writer covering food and entertainment. The Honorable Gerald Gay is with us. Gerald, what's going on?
Not too much. Thanks for inviting me out. It's good to be here on a rainy Saturday afternoon.
You know, it's going to take a little bit more than rain to keep us from talking about great food, great cocktails, and great atmosphere at the Cactus Rose. I definitely, and our listeners, I've been getting tweets and texts about it all the week. They want to hear from the Oracle of Wisdom about the food truck scene, the mobile food scene here in Southern Arizona. So we're going to get to that in a couple of minutes. But you get to write about food and entertainment for the Arizona Daily Star. How in the world did you ascend to this pinnacle of your career?
Well, it pretty much was a stroke of luck. I moved out to Tucson after graduating from the University of Maryland, and
go Terps!
Go Terps! Yeah, I know we have that background.
Absolutely,
that background. And when I got here, I sent my application in, and as an entertainment writer, and they happen to have someone leaving. So that was just, it was just pure luck.
A stroke of luck and some sophisticated journalistic skills, sir.
Oh,
I mean, let's not let's call a spade a spade here.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to start like at the bottom and cover. I mean, can we say publicly what the bottom of the beat is? You probably don't want to do that, but
not go there.
Yeah, but I mean, food and entertainment, especially in a community like Southern Arizona, there's never a shortage of content, is there?
There is not. No, there's plenty to do. This is a big music town. This is a big food town. So
you're covering the music scene as well?
We cover music. I cover, you know, we cover just about everything. We share a lot of the beats, and it's a good position to be in.
Well, I love your stuff. I love your writing. I love your style. I love your edge. I love your attitude. I think it really comes alive and really helps to tell a story about what you're covering, because in essence, isn't that what this is? We're telling stories, are we not?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, right.
We're letting people know what's out there and trying to entertain them in the process.
Now, every Thursday, which is my favorite day, other than Saturday at 4 o'clock, but every Thursday, and my wife laughs at me, you know, I put on my robe and I walk out to the driveway and I get my Arizona Daily Star and I bring it in. It's almost a ritual of sorts. I sit down on my couch, and before I even look at the sports page, it's the only day of the week, Gerald Gay, that I look at something other than the sports page, and it's Caliente. That is our roadmap for the weekend and beyond in Southern Arizona.
Well, we try to do our best in covering what we can, what's going on for the foreseeable future.
Now, we always say, grab the Caliente on Thursday, keep it in your car, and just, it's almost like a triptych, the old AAA. Who's doing what? All the great concerts in town, great restaurants doing fun things. So I salute you and your team over there at the Arizona Daily Star for keeping us all informed on the food, entertainment, movie beat.
Thank you very much.
So you've been doing some trucking. So there's a convoy, Gerald Gay, of food trucks that are navigating themselves around Southern Arizona. I'm fascinated by this renaissance on the mobile food scene. I mean, when did Tucson become such a major food truck destination?
Yeah, you know, we've been catching up to a lot of the bigger cities, the coastal cities, San Francisco, L.A. You know, I'd say we probably have about 30 to 40 food trucks out there that are out there on a regular basis during the week, serving food in roundups and rallies and all over town, from Marana, Continental Ranch, all the way down to, you know, Savano, Vale, all those areas on the south southeast side of town. It's been like this growing for the last few years. A lot of these food trucks are not even a year old. Even the more reputable ones have only been around a short time. So this is definitely a boom time for that here in Tucson.
And the boom has really inspired a new sort of distinct column for you in Caliente, in the Arizona Daily Star. And, you know, you got to tell us, what's the name of the column?
Food Trucking with Gerald.
I mean, you can't – your week is not complete until you know what Gerald has covered on the food truck scene. So, now, is this an idea that you pitched to your editors, or do they call you into the office and say, Gerald, now listen – you're going to be following food trucks for the foreseeable future. How did that assignment come to be?
Yeah, no, I was writing briefs on different food trucks, and I think I pitched it as, hey, let's just do something on a regular basis, and yeah. Out very well. You know, like we've talked about, there's no shortage of food trucks to talk about, and no shortage of new food trucks popping up. So it's a very good beat to be part of.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like each and every week there's a new food truck that's hitting the scene. In fact, I just read about the House of Brats, I think, in Caliente, and it's this great, you know, for schnitzels and strudels and brats. This is kind of a cool thing. Now, do you have any particular favorites? Because my audience would assume that you've probably scanned the landscape of food truck, probably had a couple of noshes or two. Are there one or two food trucks on this convoy that are interesting to you from a culinary perspective?
Yeah, actually, one that comes to mind, Foodie Fleet. I'm not sure if you've had their
Foodie Fleet?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They do locally sourced cuisine, and one of the things that really I enjoy when they're at a place like Tap and Bottle with a good glass of beer is their mesquite waffles. They're delicious, and they come with a prickly pear syrup or a agave nectar, and it surprised me when I first had it. I wasn't exactly sure how it would work out and how it would taste, but it's very good. That's probably my top pick for food cuisine.
I mean, how do you beat that? No wonder Gerald gave mesquite waffles with an agave syrup.
Yeah.
Yes, please. So that sounds exciting. Now, when you're not following these trucks around town and writing, you know, these great compelling stories about the innovation on this scene, I would imagine that you like to go out to restaurants from time to time. I mean, what are you finding fascinating on the food and beverage beat here outside of the truck world?
Sure. Just everything growing along downtown, along Congress. You know, you can't beat that. Just so many restaurants have popped up over the last few last year. Just like the food trucks, downtown's really developing because of all the partly because of the streetcar, you know,
right.
a lot of talk in Buma down there. So, you know, Saint House down there is great. Riley Pizza. I just like every restaurant pretty much along that route. It's a good place to be. A lot of new stuff popping up everywhere.
That's great. We're talking to Gerald Gay. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's a features writer for the Arizona Daily Star, covering food and entertainment. And, you know, we're going to be making history on this show later today, Gerald, because two foodies that get to write and talk about it for a living, you and I have never broken bread together. So this is going to be exciting for me. It's going to be exciting for our audience. And it's going to be exciting for everybody who joins us here for this historical moment at the Cactus Rose at the DoubleTree by Hilton Reed Park Hotel, the delicious venue for our broadcast here this Saturday at 4 o'clock. When we come back, fellow foodies, I want you to think about tradition. I want you to think about Latin American food, and I want you to think about Deborah Tinino. Tinino, because she is going to be our special guest, and we're going to be talking about paella. And whenever we're talking about paella and Deborah Tinino, the ratings just go through the roof here on this show. Anyway, you're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to get Tucson's breaking news on the culinary and cocktail scene? Start by liking On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, download On the Menu Live podcast on iTunes. Now, it's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell
marking
broadcasting
the 85th
live
anniversary of the
from
Hacienda del Sol.
the DoubleTree Hotel. And it looks like we've got a commercial going on and me going on live. This is a multimedia wonder of randomness here at the DoubleTree. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Cactus Rose at the DoubleTree by Hilton Reed Park Hotel. Of course, 455 South Alvernon Way is the place to party here. We're going to have a great dinner here in just a few minutes. And in fact, the manager here at the Cactus Rose in her charity has said for anybody coming in here for dinner tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, all you have to do is mention her name. And it's Michelle Goldstein. You're not going to forget that. Not now, not ever. I certainly haven't. All you have to do is tell your server, Michelle Goldstein sent me, and they're going to take 15% off your entire dinner bill. So you're going to be here surrounded by friends. You're going to be here surrounded by this great setting, some wonderful food, some innovative cocktails, and you're going to be saving some money as well. So anyway, come on down to the Cactus Rose and take full advantage of that. There's one thing, Gerald Gay, that I plan on taking full advantage of, and it's happening on August the 17th over at Contigo Cocina Latina, over there on the river in Campbell, and there's only one woman in the world who can do this next segment justice. She is the proprietor and the woman behind the magic at Contigo. Deborah Tinino is here. What's going on? Hi, Deb. I'm doing great. How are you, Deb? There she is.
I am doing just great.
She was signing autographs and posing for a quick photo with one of her fans. So anyway, always a fan of Contigo.
Thank you, sir.
Just the wonder and the vibrancy of Latin American cuisine. You don't have to go far, do you?
No, you can just go to River and Campbell. We're right there. So we do food from all over South America and Spain. But the event that you're talking about on the 17th is our annual paella event. This is the fifth year that we're doing this event.
For 5 years you've been doing
this.
You know, and when you think about paella, Deborah Tinino, I mean, I think that tradition is really sort of the common value. And one of the things I love about coming up to Contigo is this is an authentic experience. It's built on the tradition of the Latin American approach to the culinary arts. When we think about paella, are you basing that whole experience on the traditions of the dish?
We definitely are. We do, in the restaurant, on a normal basis, we do paellas to order. So people can special order a paella with whatever they want in it. But this particular event is special in the sense that we follow tradition to the rule. We have large barbecues we set up outside. We build the fires outside. We have huge iron steel pans that go on the fires, and we cook all of it outside over the fire. So you get that smokiness and that flavor. We use real caspara or bomba rice, which makes a big difference because it's a rice that absorbs more liquid than any other rice, more than arborio or any of the short grain Japanese rices. And we do a couple of different versions. We do what a lot of Americans are familiar with. A lot of times you see paella in seafood restaurants. We do one that has seafood with Valenciana, which has mussels and clams and shrimp. We also do one with chicken and Spanish chorizo. And then we do finally one with vegetables, which is actually very common in Spain. You don't see it around here very often.
Right.
But we do one that's grilled. And the beauty of it, of the event, is that you get that nice smoky texture and flavor to the rice. You also get the socarrat, the little crunchy bits that go on the bottom of the pan.
Yes. What is that called?
Socarrat. Oh. It actually has a term. So, yeah, and we give everyone big metal spoons, and you can scrape the bottom of the pan if you want. And, yeah, it's an all-you-can-eat kind of affair.
Easy now.
Exactly.
Easy now. I don't think you know who you're dealing with, Deborah Tinino. I'm going to cut significantly into your profit. So, anyway, you know, you're doing this outside. You're building these fires outdoors.
We do, yes. Yeah, we use – the only difference probably with Spain is we use a mixture of mesquite and oak to actually do. I really doubt they use mesquite on the coasts of Spain. But,
well, you know, it's
– but it burns nice and hot. It works really well for paella, so we really enjoy it.
Now, when you talk about the variety of paellas and you cook to order there at the restaurant, are there mandatory elements of a paella that if you're going to call it a paella, you better not leave out X, Y, and Z? Where is it all building from?
You know, it's really the main and most important ingredient is the rice. I think more than anything else, we get sort of obsessive about getting the right rice. And we don't – a lot of times you see paella, it's like a thick layer of rice. We just do a thin, thin layer. So each gets bathed in the stock from the whatever it's cooking in, whether it's the shellfish or the chicken. And then, of course, saffron. So we buy tons of saffron for this event. It's a very expensive spice from that beautiful little lotus flower, but it makes all the difference in the world. So that combined with the smokiness and the rice that's really the centerpiece of paella. You can add anything else to it, but those are the most important ingredients.
And to buy all that saffron and resist the temptation to pass along those costs to your customers, we salute you, Deborah Tonino, because this is an affordable event for everything that you get. I mean, how is it all put together?
Well, guests are welcome. They're required to make a reservation. The event is very popular and does sell out. We start serving at 5 o'clock on Sunday, and guests are treated to a plate of different kinds of tapas, usually little montaditos, which are little things on bread, sautéed mushrooms, chorizo, and they can order anything from the bar. If they wear red, any red, they get a free glass of sangria. The sangria is included in their meal, yes.
Any red whatsoever?
We've had people come top to bottom wearing red. We've had people coming wearing a red bandana, which is probably the most traditional. But yes, any little bit of red gets you a glass of sangria with your meal, and that's that. And you can have servers will either bring the paella to the table, or you can go do it the traditional way. You can go outside and stand there next to the fire, and the chefs will serve it up.
That's where I'll be.
Yeah.
So it all gets underway at 5 o'clock on Sunday, August the 17th. At Contigo Cocina Latina, which is, of course, on the, let's see if I can do this right, the northwest corner of the River and Campbell intersection. And again, fellow foodies, let me remind you, as Deborah just said, this event sells out, and you do not want to be the embarrassment of your neighborhood and of your circle of influence and say you were the only one that was not able to get in, so we're going to make it really easy for you. Deborah, how can people make reservations for the paella event?
People can make reservations for the paella event by calling the restaurant at 520-299-1730, or they can visit our website at eatatcontigo.com, and they can make reservations through the website.
You're making it very easy. Eatatcontigo.com is the place where all the information is.
Absolutely.
Deborah Tonino, I salute you and your team for continuing to keep things fresh and innovative, and we absolutely love everything you're doing up there at Contigo.
Oh,
we'll see you on the 17th.
So absolutely.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be diving headfirst into some sensational summer libations here at the Cactus Rose, the delicious venue for our broadcast today at the DoubleTree by Hilton Reed Park Hotel. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
The Heart of Happiness here at the Cactus Rose at the iconic DoubleTree by Hilton Reed Park Hotel, 455 South Alvernon Way. Having a great time here, surrounded by my fellow foodie friends. And again, if you come out in here for dinner tonight and only tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, all you have to do is mention the manager of the restaurant's name by name, Michelle Goldstein, and they are going to slash 15% off your entire check. And our celebrity co-host for the full hour is Gerald Gay, features writer with the Arizona Daily Star, covering food and entertainment. That paella event at Contigo sounds like a must-not-miss, sir.
I agree. Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
I mean, I just want to jump in that pan and roll around. But she probably wants to have some other guests join her as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, here we are at the Cactus Rose, and, you know, we always love celebrating innovation in beverages, innovations in cocktails and libations, and what time of the year to celebrate refreshing kinds of cocktails. Thought we'd bring our good friend Michael Jewell, the food and beverage manager of the DoubleTree here. Michael, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, actually, if I had the food and beverage manager title, I would change it to beverage and food manager. That's what I'm saying.
Beverage leads the way on my name tag. Beverage manager, that's the key.
Beverage manager, it is. Okay, so, you know, you're a busy guy, Michael Jewell. I mean, people constantly libated, keeping them happy, keeping them interested. You know, what does it take to make a cocktail in this place that keeps people coming back?
You have to we find the right ingredients, the right products, and we have the right staff to prepare the drinks. We pair very well with our vendors and the creative ideas and things that we can add. And not always, it would be onesie, twosies, bottles to the, and see how it goes. And then we run them out as that. We've increased our we have cooler, the Cactus Cooler for our summer drinks, which is one of our big hits this year. We pair wines with our food, and we take very strict measures with our vendors to make that fit.
I love how you say it's about the ingredients, it's about the source, and it's about the people. Because let's be honest, to have a great cocktail experience, it really is a personal experience with the one who's behind the bar. I mean, talk about the importance of that credentialed hand when it comes to mixing and muddling and manifesting a great cocktail.
That's key. When you find the right people, and I have a very good staff that came in that I acquired when I came on property, and they take it very well, and they're very dedicated. Doing that when we create the drinks, their attention to detail and the way that they craft their knowledge, and they can multitask. It's like watching when a cook prepares the meal in the back. It's the same thing at a bar. They prepare it in layers and sections, and they layer the drinks, or they do that all. And it's interesting to watch. So it's one of the great things that you get to see in this business. From both sides, you get to see the food and the drink.
Well, one of the things that I think is interesting to watch is this cocktail that you put in front of us, which we're going to put your very bold claims to the test, Michael Jewell. You know, you talk about all the fun that you're having here on the cocktail side of things. Now, you said this is a cactus cooler. What's this one all about?
It's something we came up with for the summer. We bring it out, and sometimes we can make them with just without alcohol. If you don't either, we can do that as well.
Okay. I think you will find favor among those of us around the table that we would not ask you to go to that extra step, sir.
That's true. So, but it's very tasty. It's light. It's refreshing with the berry and the mint. And the way that David prepared it is, and it just tops off with just a hair of Sprite on top of the vodka and the prickly pear. And the way he makes it is really, and it's the signature drink here. And you can't do it down there, but we prefer to do it here.
Yeah, great. Would you like to take the first official tug?
You know what? I love to, but I see strawberry, and I'm allergic to strawberry.
What a shame, Gerald Kay. What a horrible, horrible shame. Okay, here we go. Oh, beautiful, refreshing, full flavor. Not too sweet.
No.
So I think people hear prickly pear, they might automatically assume this is going to be a pucker kind of a thing. The prickly pear is just this beautiful, earthy fruit taste that is really just sort of creating a balance in this cocktail.
Yeah, we have the nectar, and it blends right in, and when he makes the drink, and it does really well.
Beautiful. And some fresh mint as a garnish there. You know, sort of emerald green garnish. You've got that fire engine color of that fresh strawberry. Sorry, Gerald.
Okay.
That's horrible.
No problem.
He's allergic to strawberries. So the cactus cooler, the house drink, this is a great place to start any memorable culinary experience right here. But people also might want to come here and have a glass or even a bottle if you're like what I do, bottle of wine. What's your wine program like these days?
Our wine program is not as extensive in some cellars, but we keep a good balance from working from Syrahs to the Cabs, Merlots, Pinots on the red side. We have a very nice Malbec. We have a very wide range of whites. Of course, all your standard Chardonnays we carry. We have Echo de Monte. We have a lot there.
Great, pretty wide landscape.
We do for a project.
When Michael Jewell is making a cocktail for himself and only himself, what's the Michael Jewell cocktail of the day? What is your favorite libation, sir?
Believe it or not, it's Bullet Bourbon.
Bourbon.
There you go. That's it.
Beautiful.
You know,
and Gerald Gay is nodding enthusiastically about the Bullet Bourbon. You a bourbon guy? You a whiskey guy, Gerald?
I'm more of a vodka kind
more
of
guy. More of a vodka.
Yeah, I like that.
We have Crystal Head and Syrah
Crystal
as well.
Head. Yeah. Dan Aykroyd, special stuff.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Cactus Rose restaurant here at the wonderful, spectacular DoubleTree by Hilton Reed Park Hotel. Everybody knows the DoubleTree. We want you to come out here and join us. 445 South Alvernon Way. And again, the On the Menu Live special of the evening. Come on out here when dinner starts at 5 o'clock, and you can order anything on the menu as much as you want. Have a great time. Bring your friends. And all you have to do is mention our next guest's name by name. Her name is Michelle Goldstein. She's the manager of the Cactus Rose. All you have to do is mention her name, and she will take 15%. You know, might be her, might be a server. Ask Michelle herself to slash 15% off your entire check, and you can tell her that you heard her on the radio. We're back here live from the Cactus Rose with our celebrity co-host. He is the features writer for the Arizona Daily Star covering food and entertainment. The Honorable Gerald Gay is back with us. I mean, this is a delicious time we're having here at the Cactus Rose.
I agree, yeah.
So let me ask you, if you were going to have a food truck and you were going to leave the Star and say, I'm done, and you're going to open a food truck, what would be the food? What would be the culinary point of view for you?
Well, if it was me cooking, it would just be toast or cereal. if my wife took charge of the truck, she is a wonderful cook.
So now she's listening, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, hopefully. But, yeah, no, definitely that's the beauty of food trucks. There's just so many. You can take it in any direction. Creative, switch your menu up. So,
I love it. I think Gerald's toast truck. Gerald's toast truck.
Toast truck.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you.
Right.
Anyway, it is an honor, fellow foodies, ladies and gentlemen, and friends of all shapes and sizes, that we are happy to have here our next guest. Now, she's been on the show before. She is no stranger to the On the Menu Live audience. And, you know, whenever she walks in the room, the place just lights up. Because here she is, the manager of the Cactus Rose, my good friend, Michelle Goldstein. How are you, my friend?
Great, Matt. How are you?
Now, I just mentioned your name, so struck 15% off is something, for crying out loud. But we don't
know. You want crackers? So. Oh, I can get you some toast at 15% off.
So here we are at the Cactus Rose. I love seeing you here. I love the DoubleTree. It's been interesting to sort of watch this restaurant, evolve. And I think what you guys have created here at the Cactus Rose, I think that's sort of the one story that I want to leave our listeners with is, you know, people think hotel, they think restaurant, and they think, okay, well, this is some place for people to go that are staying at the restaurant.
Oh,
but
no.
Come on. I mean, this is open and available to everybody.
Exactly. We have tons of groups come in for breakfast, lunch. We have lots of dinner groups that come in. The neighborhood, bring them in. We love it. We love locals as well because they get the word out to the people that are traveling here to say, you know, we're not just a hotel restaurant. We're more than that. We have a lot more variety. The flavors and the food from breakfast to lunch to dinner. There's so much variety. There's a nice little spice to some of the items. There's some, you know, not so spicy for the people. Oh, I know. We do every night. We also have some cheese.
Beautiful.
Garlic and herb. A cured meat tray with different capicola and chorizo.
So this is a full-on, and we should just say, we're actually broadcasting live right now.
Yes.
Right next to the appetizer
I know.
Bar.
Can you smell it?
Yeah. I mean, you think salad bar, and we want to kind of put that out of your head, out of your mind.
It's an appetizer bar.
It is a full-on foodie experience. I mean, you got
appetizer I know.
Bar.
Big old Cappy.
The artisan cheeses, and
we have about six or seven of their different oils and balsamic vinegars that you can create your own dipping sauce. We've got red pepper flakes, basil,
beautiful,
oregano, rosemary, so you can create your own. So if you like that spicy like me.
That's me.
Yes. We also have a red chili, or it's a green chili olive oil. It's where you can mix it in. We've also got something on the lemony side, so you can do that sweet side. And then we do fresh-baked bread as well.
And that's all on the appetizer bar. This is one bar that I love to play around. Now, is the appetizer bar solely on around the dinner hour?
It's only at dinner. Okay. It's $13. Or just for $5, you can add on to any entree.
For $5?
$5.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no
okay.
kidding.
So
I'll have my steak and I'll have my appetizer bar. Thank you.
Then go back to the steak and
yes,
then the appetizer.
Exactly. It's all you can eat for $5.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
That's
it
is a no-brainer.
Better than Cece's.
Yeah. So you talk about breakfast, you talk about lunch, and, you know, dinner obviously is just this sort of standout experience here at the Cactus Rose. Now, people think, okay, hotel restaurant, going to have, you know, interesting, innovative kind of a dinner menu, but when it comes to breakfast, it's going to be kind of a standard breakfast.
So not
hotel.
Standard here.
And what was your last Polish Ripper?
Yeah, know? It's been a while.
They're so good.
You stumped two foodies.
Yeah. Yay!
And that's what the Cactus Rose does.
We also have next week, we're going to have, I believe it's the turkey sausage. So we're trying something a little bit different.
I like it.
We do different egg scrambles where we add different ingredients to the eggs.
Being here at, you know, at a hotel, you know, to me says, okay, the culinary staff, the chef and his or her staff, you know, you don't just hire anybody. I mean,
no.
You've got to represent the DoubleTree brand. You know, you'd better know what you're doing back there. I mean, to talk about the kitchen, I mean, how is, you know, you've got, you know, sort of the executive chef and his or her sous. How is that sort of divided back
there?
We've
got Chef Art. We actually have an item on the breakfast menu named the Raheem Special.
Oh,
so
paying due tribute.
Yes.
And it wouldn't surprise me if starting next week there's going to be a mesquite waffle with agave syrup on your breakfast menu.
We might have to change it a little bit.
Get that out of my mind anyway. Yep. But anyway, so the Cactus Rose – breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A great business lunch, too. I mean, so,
yes.
You know, everybody drives by the DoubleTree at least once every several days. I
yes.
mean, it's on Alvernon. It's been here. It's, you know, you've kept it fresh. You've kept it relevant. But what a great place to come for a business lunch.
DoubleTree chocolate chip warm cookie.
Okay. So she said you get a free cookie.
Yep.
I think she means you get the
yes,
cookie.
The DoubleTree.
I can't
chocolate
imagine.
Chip,
yeah.
Walnut
cookie.
And it's warm.
I'm starting to salivate.
Yes, I can see that.
It
is napkin.
Warm, right. Well, you have that impact on most men. Sorry, it's a family show. I can't imagine that anyone is listening to the show who has never had a personal encounter with one of these cookies.
Oh, they're fabulous.
I mean, as guests get them
yes,
upon arrival.
When you check in, you get them at arrival. But the difference between the check-in cookie and our cookie is on our cookie bag, you get a little coupon for 15% off dinner.
All right, I love it.